a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among the loved and most. Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio program. I'm Gary McCann. I'd like to acknowledge God and you, our listeners. Thank you for joining. Thank you for taking the time and tuning in. The Say What segment? It's not even funny anymore. The other day, I used an example that my thoughts as a follower of Jesus Christ, who is a black male, are my own. And no one, irrespective of title and skin tone, can say that they represent me unless I have given my consent. Do I even know you? Do you even know me personally, professionally? But as you know, that does not stop people from pretending like they are your voice. Another example is, if I'm following my faith, beliefs, in sincerity, and in truth, and really believe that God is going to hold me personally accountable for my eternal rewards because of decisions that I make here on earth on a daily basis. And that also includes who I support as a follower of Jesus Christ, you know, a Christian. And whatever the person's capacity is, it doesn't make any difference what their title happened to be, locally, state, federal, province, village. Whatever the position entails, whatever leader, it doesn't have to be political. It can be educational, social, medical. It can be all of those fields. What do I mean? If the person I am supporting is promoting everything that is against God, of the scripture. Jesus Christ and his word that I say I believe in. That I say that's how I came to be born again. That I say that's how I'm heaven bound. That's a no-brainer for who I am supporting. When God removes you and you and you and me too, look around the globe, whatever country you want to identify, look at the ages. Is there a certain age that you die, that you transcend over? What's your explanation going to be, follower of Jesus Christ, irrespective of your skin tone, irrespective of your zip code, irrespective of your title or lack thereof, whether you're on the street or in the mansions, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you're behind the pulpit or sitting in the pews, who know the word of God. Before I continue, who saved you spiritually, biblically? Humans or God of the scripture? The reason why you hear me say the God of the scripture, because again, it's been my little tiny sojourning experience, and yours has been much more than mine. But I meet individuals on a daily basis, and they're talking about God. I have to ask them, what God are you talking about? The more I listen to them. But the one I'm talking about, meaning for you to be heaven bound. Now for today's topic. Oh, you thought that was it? Oh, okay. An update for 2024 that was given in January. According to, and thank you, authors, according to Mark Hugo Lopez and Muhammad Masalimini, and Muhammad, let me apologize for mispronouncing your last name because I don't want anyone mispronouncing mine. But they are over at the Pew Research Center, and they laid out some key facts about the nation's 47.9 million black Americans. Now, I want you all to pay attention, only if you choose. And I want you to take a moment, if you choose, to go and listen to the 1 through 20 series, the series that God blessed me to have presented on A through Z topics that we're going to talk about today. Because you also heard me say at that time that, you know, I could probably, Lord willing, communicate about any particular community, but I always like to start with mine. So here I want to start with an update before I go toward the other communities as we continue on Say What. Because when you listen to the other series that was done, you'll see why I specifically made a distinction between the black Americans that was here versus those who have come from abroad that's identifying self as black and American. But back to the report that Mark and Muhammad put out, the number of black people living in the United States reached a new high of 47 million in 2022, up about a third, 32%, since 2000. Remember, it's 2024. According to a Pew Research Center analysis of government data, this group is diverse, with a growing number and share born outside the United States, and an increasing number saying they are of two or more races. And that should really provide a TV movie story for you, especially those of you who know or don't know your lineage or was caught up in racism from the innate standpoint as relates to not understanding, first of all, coming from the human race, and second of all, that people, whether they fall in love or lust, end up creating humans that turned out to be, from a lineage standpoint, representing more than one culture, more than one race. And so what Mark and Muhammad did in their report, they said for Black History Month, remember now we've passed that, here are key facts about the nation's black population. In this analysis, the black population is made up of three main groups: single race, non-Hispanic black people, non-Hispanic multiracial black people, and black Hispanics. You can also read their newly updated fact sheet about black Americans in 2022. So let's go over what they've laid out. They said, first, the black population in the United States, again, has grown by 32%, rising from 36.2 million then to 47.9 million in 2022. Now, if you go back to my series, because of having personal factual knowledge at the time, I remember what it was listed as 40 million black Americans, excluding those from abroad. And the question I posed was, what happened? But let's go on with this report. Notably, the number of people self-identifying as another race, in addition to black, has increasingly nearly 254% since 2000. This reflects a broader national shift in the number of Americans identifying as, you ready for it, multiracial, as well as changes to how the U.S. Census Bureau asks about race. The number of black Americans who say they are Hispanic has also risen sharply over this period, up 199% since 2000. Now, what you have are individuals, and there's nothing wrong with that. Why are you trying to make it appear there's something wrong with that? You say, Gary, what are you talking about? We know you're the individuals that finally have acknowledged that they have inside of them, based upon their parental lineage, and if they keep going back, they'll find out more, that they have more inside of them than just one culture, one race. But there are individuals, for whatever the reasons are, whatever the motives are, will cause people to believe that they shouldn't speak up about who they really are and where they really came from. But the report says that the arrival of new immigrants from Africa, the Caribbean, and elsewhere has been an important contributor to black population growth. So wait a minute, hold on, you don't mind, do you? I'm just asking because I don't know. Okay. So before the new immigrants came over who happened to be black, what happened to the population of the black Americans that was already here? Not speaking of conspiratorial, I'm not into all that. Just in the truth, like an elected official asked me one time, as we were communicating with each other, not at each other, not to each other, but with each other, representing two different communities. And I wasn't mad. He said, He had his troop, and I had my troop, and I acknowledged that. The only difference was I threw in another troop, God's troop. In 2022, there were 5.1 million black immigrants in the United States, up from 2.4 million in 2000. According to our analysis of the Census Bureau data, immigrants accounted for 11% of the black population in 2022, up from 7% in 2000. The black population have not had large numbers of black residents. Utah experienced the fastest growth in its black population between 2010 and 2022, with an increase of 86%. The black populations of Hawaii and Nevada increased by 57% and 56% respectively during that span. And this only counts states with black populations of at least 25,000 in 2010. And so the question, before I continue, you have to ask, Why have there not been black population in those particular states? Okay. I know there's somebody out there that's got an answer. There's somebody out there that's going to make up an answer. There's somebody out there going to act like that's not the answer. But then there's the truth. Just like the truth is that whatever your skin tone happened to be, if you really want to look inside and look in the mirror, then you'll recognize that, yep, you probably already was that particular skin tone in that particular state that you happen to reside in. Just nobody even knew about it because you probably didn't even know about it until you found out the truth. The states that experienced the largest numerical increase in black residents between 2010 and 2022 are also those with the largest black population overall. Texas, which saw growth of 1 million black residents between 2010 and 2022. Florida, up 745,000. And Georgia, up 595,000. Each of these states now has a black population larger than that of New York, which ranked first in 2010. Now, think about it, only if you choose. You've heard people say, for whatever reasons why they're saying, look at motives, that these particular states that we just talked about is talking about that black folks shouldn't be, wait a minute, why did individuals who happen to be black move from other states to the states that you say, for whatever reason why you're saying it, shouldn't move there? And they went anyway. Wait a minute. Does that mean they have their own individual mind? Does that mean that wherever they came from, they saw the reality of and for their life and for their loved ones and for their family? And they went somewhere where it was upbuilding for them without them trying to take away from where they came from, because from where they came from may have been speaking for itself. Have you ever thought about that? Rather than making up what you say is the reason, should be the reason. Meanwhile, the black population declined in the District of Columbia, you know, our nation's capital, a negative 2%, and Illinois, a negative 1% between 2010 and 2022. Why did the black population decline in our nation's capital and in Illinois? Why? Well, isn't it best to ask the individuals who moved rather than going to individuals with the same skin tone whose motive may not be what it should be, I don't know, or who may have an incentive to say what you want them to say, I don't know, to act like they're speaking for the total community of individuals who are black that move from those particular locales? I'm just asking. Take the darts, the swords, lower them. I'm just asking so that when you ponder, you know, in the mind where the battle takes place, there's an understanding. New York City has more black residents than any metropolitan area. About 3.6 million black Americans live in the New York metro area. Other metro areas with large black populations include Atlanta, 2.2 million, Chicago, 1.7 million, and our nation's capital, 1.6 million. As a share of the population, the Atlanta area is home to a higher percentage of black people than any other metro area with at least 1 million black residents. Nearly 4 in 10 residents of the Atlanta metro area, which is 36%, are black. The next highest shares are the metro areas of our nation's capital, which is 28%, Detroit, which is 24%, and Philadelphia, which is 23%. The black population of the United States is relatively young. In 2022, the median age of black Americans was 32.1 years, meaning half of the nation's black population was younger than that age and a half was older. By comparison, the median age of the nation's overall was 38.0 that year. The median age among single race, non-Hispanic black Americans was 34.9 in 2022, compared with 21.0 among black Hispanics and 19.5 among multiracial, non-Hispanic black Americans. The educational attainment among black Americans is on the rise. In 2022, 26.1% of black adults ages 25 and older, 7.8 million people have earned at least a bachelor's degree, and that was up from 14.5% in 2000. Growing shares of black women and black men alike have earned at least a bachelor's degree, but black women have made faster gains than black men. Now, what is the reason behind that? I know that somebody have the answer, and then somebody have a answer, and then someone have the truth behind the question. In 2022, 28.9% of black women ages 25 and older had earned at least a bachelor's degree, up from 15.4% in 2000. Among black men in the same age range, by comparison, 22.8% had earned at least a bachelor's degree in 2022, up from 13.4% in 2000. Congratulations. Great. And everybody should be commended, including the lady who happened to be black, who happened to be 87 years of age, that decided to get her high school diploma. Now, in order to ascertain why it took this long, then you got to ask her, based upon her upbringing and maybe the obstacles or maybe what she had to do in order to help family, loved ones, all of that. And family does include husband. Black Americans are less likely than any other Americans to be married. Oh, wait, hold on. I've been hearing, you know how hearing is, all these misconceptions, misperceptions about the black community and two individuals coming together to become one, not clones, in a marital relationship. Say what? And let me give honor unto my parents who have transcended over, who brought up my siblings and I and a large family. I thought they was trying to create their own nation. About a third of black adults, 32%, are currently married. That compares with 53% of adults who are not black. Among black adults, 36% of men are married, compared with 20% of women. Black women, in turn, are slightly more likely than black men to be divorced, 14% versus 10%, or widowed, 8% versus 2%. About a sixth of married black adults, 17%, are married to someone who is not black. This includes 21% of married black men and 13% of married black women. These shares only consider those who are married and whose spouses live in the same household. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. But there is somebody out there, maybe that's you, or you. Remember now, we headed toward your country and your community. Hold on. But there's somebody out there that's trying to say that two individuals have come together, not of the same skin tone, overtly. They're not even looking at that. Two individuals who happen to be humans, unless they're robots, And they were drawn to each other, communicating with each other, and they fell in love with each other, not lust. And they decided to become one. Married black women, in turn, are more likely than married black men to have a spouse who is also black, 87% versus 79%. This includes spouses who are single race black, multiracial black, and black Hispanic. Black households has a median annual income of $50,000 in 2022. That includes a median income of $60,000 among multiracial black households, $56,500 among black Hispanic households, and $49,500 among single race black households. Looked at another way, about half of all black households, 51%, had a household income of $50,000 or more in 2022, while 49% earned less than that. Now, if you look at today's economy, today's prices, 2024, June the 3rd, if you're blessed to have that which was just talked about, that type of money, what does that mean? When you go to the store or pay bills or whatever the case may be, and it's gone. I remember when I first got to Atlanta, you know, people were working, you know, they had all the nice of these, the nice of that, the this, that, but working two and three jobs. How many hours in the day? 12 hours in the day, 12 hours in the night. Meanwhile, a recent Pew Research Center analysis found that black households made gains during the pandemic when it comes to wealth. The difference between the value of assets owned and debts owed. The typical single race non-Hispanic black household saw a 77% increase in its wealth from December of 2019, which is $15,300, to December of 2021, which is $27,100. Mark and Muhammad, the authors of the report, indicate, note, this is an update of a post originally published February the 10th, 2023. And they put it out in January of 2024. And as you can tell, if you go back to my 1 through 20 series on our community, and now I'm providing an update. So finally, in Psalm chapter 96, verse 13, let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. You say, Gary, on the Say What segment, why did you say that? Well, because you got to go back to the beginning, how I opened the program today on the belief system and the fact that one day when he calls our name and we have to pass away, we have to transcend over, depending on where you're headed, you're still going to give an account. On who you're supporting. It doesn't make a difference what the topic is of the individual and whatever the title happened to be. But up next is Relational Wednesday. You know it is. So let me conclude by saying, as D.L. Moody said, Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody. 40 years learning, he was nobody. And 40 years discovering what God can do with a nobody. So when there's individuals out there trying to make you believe, based upon your skin tone, that you're a nobody, you don't have to accept it. I remember my beloved mom, and I have the greatest, greatest respect for my parents and all that they had to go through to survive. And have the greatest respect for my siblings and nieces and nephews and all the accomplishments I see them being blessed with. But when in Christ, you're accepted, approved, cleared, confirmed, promoted all through your life. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 21. So if you're dependent on humans to do what only God can do, then you're looking to the wrong people. I remember my beloved mom one day looked at me when I was young. She said, as you continue through this life, don't let anybody tell you what you cannot be on this earth. So as I close out, are you allowing somebody somewhere, some title, some skin tone, some zip code trying to tell you what you cannot be when God said you can be all that I want you to be? There's something wrong with you on the Say What segment for today.